Well, I know that you inspired a lot of people in this country and gave a lot of people hope, because eventually this is going to start to turn. You weren't given half a chance in many respects, and you were vilified. In fact, the number one conservative talker in this country, Rush Limbaugh, said that you went to Iraq to pad your resume. How do you take that kind of conversation?
That's typical for that that fat ass drug addict to come up with something like that. I mean, there's a guy who I didn't hear this, but actually, when I was on drill this weekend, I got to tell you, he lost a lot of Republican supporters with his comments, because they were coming up to me telling me, I can't believe he said that. And besides that, he called you a soldier. He doesn't know the difference between a soldier and a Marine. So generally, the consensus is, Rush doesn't know squat about patriotism. He's typical of the new Republican. He's got a lot of lip, and he doesn't walk the walk. The fact of the matter is, I went to Iraq to serve my country. I left my nice house, my nice life, by my choice, because I thought it was the right thing to do. And man, if I was good enough to be able to see into the future that Rob Portman was going to step down from Congress, I mean, I should be actually running for something a lot more than Congress. I went to Iraq because I wanted to serve my country and be with my Marines. And, you know, I think it probably says more about Rush Limbaugh than it does anybody else that he comes up with those thought processes. And I think it's indicative of today's Republican Party, which is patriotic light translated to anybody who serves their country, who truly serves their country and demonstrates it by their actions, as opposed to their flapping gums. They want to attack us, but the fact of the matter is, they can attack me, but I punch back just as hard as I get. Ask Rush how come he wasn't taking phone calls for the 2 days when he was on the attack with me. You know, ask him why his phone lines were clogged up, and that's because he was getting thousands of calls from veterans from this war and other wars who were clogging up his phone lines to give him an earful. So.